Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry. And we're here to ensure your success.
Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your Fierst choice for insurance. My special guest is John Lacoste from Finances Made Simple. Say hi, Jerry.
Well, how you doing, Jerry?
Hi, Jerry.
John, welcome to the show, and welcome, success friends. Our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want to build a mountain from a little hill, the entrepreneur trying to start a business, the athlete working to make a team, the motivated person trying to lose weight, the student looking for A's, or maybe you looking for Mr. or Ms. Right. Success friends, all you need is to understand the science of success, success principles that, when applied and utilized, help you reach your goal. Our success principle of the day is the power of adversity. And wait a minute, John. Up, I think it's time for our Vince Lombardi quote. Absolutely. Our Vince Lombardi quote today is that the greatest accomplishment is not in never falling, but in rising again after you fall. So my guest today is John Lacoste from Finances Made Simple. John, tell us a little bit about yourself. Welcome to the show. What do you have to say on a bright, cheery fall day today?
Well, Tom, thanks for inviting me onto your show, and it's a lot of fun being here with you and Jerry.
Hey, and thanks, John.
And it sure is a great day out there, warm, and a great day to be out in the river, St. Croix River.
There we go. And, you know, we were talking the other day as we were getting ready to talk about this success principle, the power of adversity. And John, you're absolutely right. You know, we could talk hours on this subject because everybody out there has had and suffered adversity.
Well, Tom, you're absolutely right. You know, as the years go by and you really realize that life doesn't happen without adversity.
Absolutely. And you know, we're born into this world to learn, and the only way we learn is through adversity. 2 points, John. Every single person has been taken over by defeat at some time, has suffered adversity in their life. But every one of those adversities have a seed of equivalent benefit inside of them. And our job, success friends, is to discover the benefit of any and every adversity we suffer. Now, John, you are the founder, president, owner of Finances Made Simple, correct?
That is correct.
And what are you doing at Finances Made Simple? I like the sound of it.
Well, at Finances...
Oh, hold on a minute. I like the sound of it. All right. Now we're ready to go. Go ahead, sir. Sorry about that.
Well, at Finances Made Simple, Jerry, the name was developed because as we'd work with clients, they would say, wow, this, you've just made this so simple. And so a number of years ago, we actually had that as our slogan, and we changed it to our name, Finances Made Simple, and we specialize in the health insurance industry.
And that's a very good thing to be talking about right now, isn't it?
With, it sure
with
is.
All the, what do we call it, open enrollment.
Open enrollment, correct, is right around the corner.
And John, we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we get going in the show. But, you know, I want to tell people a little bit about John Lacoste. And, you know, I believe you're one of the best persons to have on this show when we talk about adversity because, like many of us, you've suffered a lot of adversity in your life. Only you did something, John, that most people don't do. After being knocked out by life, you came back and you recreated the life you wanted in reality. Many people, I think, would have quit after, you know, having their business knocked down. But what you did is you dusted yourself up. You went about your business, Can you share a little bit about your success with our success friends?
Well, sure. It's really a topic that as you're going through it, it's very painful. But as you get to a certain point and you're able to look back on an adversity and having to start over, and you look back on the lessons that were learned, and probably the most important thing to me that I'm just so grateful after having to start over, after having to get back up, is just the, I can look back now on the comments that my children make and how they really recognize by the actions over the years that were taken to get back up. And it wasn't words, it was just really actions. And they really learned through all those actions. And I'm so blessed and fortunate to hear things come out of their mouth that, you know, they were watching.
Right.
And it really could have went a different way.
Absolutely. In fact, I know many people that they've had, because we insure a lot of small businesses, John, and you know, one of the rules of our country is not all of them make it.
That's right.
And I've seen people lose their business in ways that it didn't seem to be any fault of their own, but the business went under. And for some of those people, it took them under, too. They never did get back up.
You know, that's so true. And as the saying goes, you can get bitter, you can get better. And unfortunately, a lot of people, they never get over it.
Hold on a minute. You said bitter or better. We have another Vince Lombardi quote. And you know what Vince used to tell his players is, it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up.
Vince was right, Tom.
Right?
Vince was absolutely right.
It's not if you get better, or it's not to get bitter, it's to get better.
Well,
like you were saying.
And I think everybody starts off being a little bitter when they get knocked down, and then it's the people that choose, well, you know what, I'm just going to get better. I'm going to learn from this experience. I'm going to get over this pain. I'm going to get over the hurt, and I'm just going to make it better for myself and my family and the people around me.
Right. And you just, you had to keep going.
You had to.
Right. Now, John, I do want to share with our success friends your website. Can you do that? I'll let you tell
them
that.
Sure. It's financesmadesimple.net.
Boy, that's simple. Huh? Financesmadesimple.net. Beautiful. We've got a couple of other websites. You know, Success Friends, you listen to our show and you got to bring pencils and paper. We talk about successes, but we always have a lot of websites. And financesmadesimple.net is one. The other one is gpsforsuccess.com. And that website is who the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency sponsors. We give our Success Friends a little gift just for listening to this show, John. They can sign up for what we call Lemon Drops. And this week, we've got a special right here in Stillwater. There's a place called Candyland, and for the first 25 people that sign up, they get a free box of popcorn from Candyland.
That's a sweet deal, Tom.
Isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting? We call, John, one of the things, our lemon drops is we call them inspirations that melt in your mind. And you know, one of the reasons this came about is because lemon, you know, it's a fruit that can seem so sour, right? But, you know, you add a bit of sugary, sweet, positive inspiration, mix it with a drop of enthusiasm, and what a wonderful concoction you can come up with, John. You know, my mouth is puckering as I speak about our lemon drops, but you come up with a concoction called success, I think. Would you agree with that?
Tom, I need a lemon drop right now.
I wasn't prepared for it, so I'm not giving you one. Well, I will give you one today, John. One of our lemon drop for today was, we become what we think about. And when you have an adversity, you can think about, I can't go forward, or you have an adversity and I can think of ways to find a way to keep moving forward to succeeding, right?
Got to reset your vision. Without a vision, you'll perish.
There you go. And that really is it. And that's a lot of, I think that is the thing. If you don't have that vision, I think that's a great point, John. Our first success principle is we have to have a reason for what we're doing, a clear, concise mental picture, if you will.
Right.
If you don't have that place where you want to get to, where you're going with that adversity, that bump in the road, it is going to stop you.
You're so right, so correct. It's nothing new, but it's always true.
Nothing new, but always true. Absolutely. John, do you have a phone number? Now, we want to keep making sure people can get a hold of you. Your phone number?
My phone number is 651-294-9322.
Very good. And remember, there's FierceChoice.com. We can get you a free insurance quote at 651-738-0107. And, John, I know that anybody out there in radio land, any of my success friends, has a story about adversity that they've suffered. Mine is not worse than yours. It's not worse than anybody's. You know, when we go through that adversity, it's difficult.
You know, it really is, Tom. And there, nobody that's alive has ever not gone through adversity.
Right.
And the factors that play into getting back up, how you're dealing with them, they don't change. And, but the thing that I've noticed with people as I work with people and, you know, great friends that have gotten back up from adversity, the same thing true for getting back up. The points that it takes to put one foot in front of the other, how to get better, just, resetting that vision, circling the wagons around them and leaning on the support of your God or your friends and your family. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the factors that play such an important part in getting back up and moving forward.
Absolutely. That couldn't say it better than that.
John, what about me? You talk about adversity. Look at my life. I'm always called a dummy.
Well, Jerry, you're the cutest dummy. Everywhere I go with you, you're always the center of attention, Jerry.
You know, that's a good point, John. He is. There is your equivalent benefit, right?
That is correct.
And it's hard being a celebrity, I will tell you that.
John, back in 1987, you talk about adversity. You know, I drove my car 135 miles an hour backwards into a guardrail.
135 miles.
Well, that's what I remember the speedometer at when I was going forward. So I just kind of, you know, as we turned around, I'm sure I slowed down a little bit. But, you know, that adversity got me sober. I haven't had a drink since then. So, you know, it was very helpful for me. I got into life insurance. I was working for a company, lost that job. That job allowed me to led me to open my own insurance agency. I got divorced after 7 years of marriage, and then I found someone else. We got married. We've been married over 26 years. I had no friends a while ago, John, and now I have Jerry. Right?
Hey, who you calling friend? Be careful with that word.
But, you know, it's with adversity, we have ways, and I'm just kind of beating a dead horse here, I know, but we have ways to improve our life. How has your life been affected by adversity, and what did you do to really change it and to find the benefit there?
Wow, big question there, Jerry and Tom, but we really could spend just hours and hours talking about adversity. And, you know, probably the one that really was my driving force was like you, was a divorce. And the nights coming home and the children are not there. And, I mean, it really was getting by every minute by minute, every 5 minutes. And then, you know, just concentrating at that moment on how to keep moving forward. But really what came out of that is just the most awesome relationships that I have with all three of my children. And they're mid-teenagers now and early adults.
And still talking to you.
You know what? Every day. Every
day,
Tom.
That's a plus.
And that really developed out of the time that we went through where we were separated and we weren't seeing each other 7 days a week and
right.
Just making sure that every moment that we had, it was quality time and it wasn't just taking anything for granted. And just the amazing relationships that were developed with me and my children right now as, again, being adults and teenagers is just phenomenal.
And I think that what you say there is very true, too, in the sense of you don't take things for granted.
No.
I know since I've known you, you're very aware of what's going on. Mm-hmm. In your life and what opportunities are there. you don't seem to take a lot for granted. Very, very grateful, if you will.
Yeah, you know, time can be wasted, and and too much of time is wasted. And not that you always have to be doing something, but just being able to relax properly and living life properly and living life with a purpose and passion is just so rewarding and it's so exciting versus just going through the motions. Whether it's going through the motions in a relationship or going through a motion in your business,
your job.
Yeah, right. That's correct.
Right, and you know, it's the thing about adversity, it's usually just a sign that maybe we need to make a correction.
Yeah.
If I've got my hand in a flame, I'm getting burned, and maybe I need to move that a little bit.
Yeah.
If I'm trying to do my work and it's not working out right, maybe I have to just look at my processes, reevaluate what's going on, maybe find a little bit better way to do it.
You know, Tom, and how many times people were, you know what, they're doing everything right, they're day in and day out, they're doing things the way they should be doing, and they still get burnt or they still have a setback. And it's just so impossible at that moment to see, wait a minute, why is this happening? And you just have to allow the time to go by. And more than not, you know, you look back and you're like, okay, now I see.
Right. Isn't that so true? I mean, hindsight is 20/20, but at the same time, we have so much we can learn from.
Yeah.
John, if you want to have a sip of water, oh, wait a minute, I didn't give you any water, but I'm going to take a little break here because I want to let our success friends know that when it comes to insurance, you have a choice, and your fierce choice is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Whether you need auto or home insurance, life or health insurance, or maybe you need commercial insurance, your choice is clear. The Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency provides you with the best products for the best prices, and we have over 30 years of experience doing that. We treat you the way you want to be treated. We call it Blue Ribbon Service. So, yes, you have a choice, but your fierce choice for insurance is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Jerry, any thoughts?
Slow down! It's scary out there!
You can reach us at 651-738-0107 or on the web at fiercechoice.com. And John, you know, it's kind of interesting. We talk about adversity, and you and I deal in an industry where all we really do is deal with adversity because we talk to a lot of people that have claims.
Right.
And what I want to talk real quickly before we get through too much of the show is let's talk about Finances Made Simple, and let's talk about this open enrollment health insurance. What do you want to tell our success friends about that? It's a small topic, I know.
Wow, yeah, it's a small topic.
Could you do it in 30 seconds or less? No.
Well, you know, with health insurance, as everybody knows, it plays such an important role in insuring ourselves, insuring our health. And there's been so many changes over the last couple of years,
right,
Tom, and it's just been so confusing for, you know, the mass majority of people out there, whether it's an individual, family, or business owners, all the changes. And
now, one of the things, John, you kind of specialize with small business, is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. I love working with the small business owner, and it's anywhere from the single self-employed entrepreneur, you know, all the way up to 40, 50 employees.
Okay, so you can help anybody, really.
Absolutely.
And you have bigger accounts than
yeah,
that,
yeah, we sure
mistaken.
Do yeah, yep, sure do.
But you work with individuals also?
We work with individuals, we work with families. We're appointed with all the Minnesota carriers for health insurance, as well as being MinSure appointed, which is our state exchange, to be able to go through there as well.
Tell us success friends, explain a little bit about this open enrollment. I think that's kind of a newer, I think
it
last
is.
Year was really the first year, maybe 2 years ago.
Years ago, when all the changes, the majority of the changes were implemented. This year, again, we went to where November 1st is open enrollment, and it goes to February 1st. So that means anybody that wants to make any changes to their health insurance or get health insurance, you have to do it between November and February. And I'm talking individuals and families, not necessarily businesses with group insurance, but your individual and family insurance, November 1st and February 1st.
If they're not happy with their rates and they want to shop, they got to do it between November 1st and
February 1st.
February 1st.
That is correct. And,
What happens if they don't, John? Can we just get it later on?
No, that's the thing, Tom, is you cannot get it after February 1st unless there's a qualifying event.
Like?
You know, say a divorce or there was a birth or say you lost a job and you lost your group health insurance. So there's a number of qualifying events. But for the mass population, you got to get it between those time
frames. And if you don't, I know there's some kind of penalty. I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is?
Well, there is. You know, there's a flat fee. It goes up every year, but it's, you know, so what happens if people say, oh, forget it, I'm not going to have health insurance, and then come tax filing time, then you will get penalized for not having health insurance. So this is all tied together to your returns now.
And so I'm a married guy. I have a couple kids, and it's just too expensive for me to get health insurance. I don't qualify for MNsure, so I decide, okay, I'm not going to have it. Does everybody get penalized, or is it just penalized for the family?
Well, it's penalized per person.
It is.
For in a family, so it's like a flat fee, $395 per adult, and then I want to say $240 per child, or a 2.5% of your income,
which is ever higher?
Which is ever greater. That is right.
So it can add up.
It adds up, yeah.
Okay. And then if I'm not mistaken, and you got to correct me here, but I heard somewhere where it's going up each year too, that you don't do that?
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, what had happened this year, or for 2016, the lowest carriers, their rates went up 30%, and they're still going to have the best rates in Minnesota this year. And then the most popular one, you know, Blue Cross, their rates went up on average 49% this year, again, for single and families. And so people have to look at moving to a different carrier, perhaps.
They need to look at calling you and have it done simple.
Well, that's why it's Finance Made Simple.
Right, and that's a big part of the finances.
Yeah.
One of the things too, you were telling me one day, I think it's only like 3 or 4% of the population is affected by this, because the majority of people do get their insurance through group health plans.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a statistic that was in the St. Paul Pioneer Press not too long ago, and it was just like some crazy number, like 6% of our population in Minnesota get their health insurance outside of work, outside of their group insurance.
Okay. So the majority of it is through group.
Yeah, the majority is through group, but there's still hundreds of thousands of people that have to deal with the individual and family market outside of a group plan.
Now, John, you're also licensed in Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
too,
sure.
Right? So if you have a Wisconsin person has a question, they can call you, get answers for you?
That is right. Yep, Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Okay, and for the group health too in Wisconsin.
Same thing, right.
So anybody listening to us, if you have questions on health insurance, you need to get new rates, you don't have insurance, you need coverage, they can call John. They can call our office. We'll help you get in touch with John. You can get onto our website, and it's a very important time for this health insurance, is what you're basically saying. Now is the time.
Now is the time, Tom. All the companies came out with their new rates for 2016, and so we're all prepping for November 1st. The plans have changed. Networks of doctors and hospitals have changed. What was the right company last year may not be the company for 2016. So now's the time to get her squared away.
John, is that the same open enrollment period for the Medicare and Medicaid, or is that a different period?
That's a different time period. For Medicare, usually 65 and over, that's October 15th to December 1st.
So you have about a month less.
Yeah.
Almost. Do you work with Medicare and Medicaid supplement?
Yeah, we do.
You do. So you basically, it's health insurance, they need to talk to you.
That's right.
All right, fantastic. I like hearing that. John, let's remind everybody again your website address.
Tom, it's financesmadesimple.net.
Okay, so it's .net. Make sure you get that one. We also will post some stuff on our website about it, John, under our one site, who our friends are. But they can. The other thing we want to remind our success friends is they can go to GPS, the number 4, success.com. They can sign up for Lemon Drops, a little bit of inspiration that melts in your mind all day long. You can get advice from your mentors, directions on the success journey that we take. And, John, you know, the interesting thing about adversity, and, you know, there's the benefit there. There's a seed of equivalent benefit. There's also the seed of failure. And if we don't look for that benefit, therein lies a lot of where we find failure. correct?
You know, Tom, has there really ever been a successful individual or a successful team or a successful business that hasn't had failure?
Besides the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, besides the Packers.
Right, okay. I don't think so. I mean, you know, that is just part of the definition of success, isn't it?
Right.
How do we handle that? how do we handle that? The tough times.
Yeah.
John, we getting a little bit back to this health insurance. What tell us some of the benefits that have occurred because of this new, you know, because of all the changes to healthcare. I know one is it's a lifetime.
Yeah.
Benefit.
Right.
Because I hear, John, oh, it's terrible stuff. I hear people very negative. The price is too much. But what are the good things?
Well, you know, Tom, yeah, there's been obviously a lot of conflict over it. You know, Affordable Care Act is what it's called. To me, I think that's more like an oxymoron, like jumbo shrimp.
Right. jumbo shrimp?
But it is what it is. It is law. And, right. You know, the good things about it is that it's guaranteed insurability. So right. Anybody, regardless of their health condition, can get health insurance without.
Which is a big deal.
Which is a big deal. They have preventative care in there. So when you have your health insurance, you can go in and have a physical, colonoscopy, what have you, which is included in your health coverage. So those are the two biggest factors that have been implemented.
Okay. And do you see, I mean, and you know, we don't have a crystal ball, but I mean, part of all this stuff with the premiums changes is because it's still kind of working itself out. Is that correct?
Well, it is working itself out, Tom. And that's really a great question because Minnesota, we really are getting sticker shock this year because our rates are going up about 30% this year, and we're really catching up to the rest of the country. But, and I'm not an economist, but my feeling is that rates are going to start, they're always going to go up, but it's not going to be the double digit increase, hopefully, because they've caught up to group rates.
Okay.
And group rates only went up 3% this year. So if everything kind of holds true, hopefully we're beyond the.
And it'll be stabilization and we'll be able to plan a little bit better for
hopefully.
Our pocketbook.
Hopefully.
For our finances. Hopefully. You heard it from John.
Well, Tom, and that's why it's so important, not just looking at the health insurance, but looking at all the areas of somebody's insurance to find those dollars that can be saved in the other areas as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. John, we're getting near the end of our show. I really want to thank you for coming on today. I hope our listeners have learned something. I know I have. I want to thank Jenna, our producer, all the great people here at KLBB Radio that helped make this show happen. John, any final thoughts you have when we talk about the power of adversity?
You know, there's a lot of thoughts, Tom, but really when it comes to adversity, just know you will get through it. You know, have a plan, lean on those people close to you for support, and then just recreate that vision every day, and you will get through it.
And John, one last time, your website?
Financesmadesimple.net.
And your phone number?
651-294-9322.
Fantastic. And again, success friends, remember GPS, the number 4, success.com. And John, I say adversity, learn to love it. When adversity comes knocking on your door, don't get scared, don't get frustrated or depressed. No, get excited because a seed is coming with that problem and you get to figure out what that seed, that gift is. Life is amazing, success friend, and success is all around us. Adversity is part of success, so go ahead and embrace it. That's all the time we have. I'm hoping everybody has a successful week. We'll look forward to seeing you again next week. And remember, GPS, the number 4, success.com, or you can reach us at 651-738-0107. And of course, we want to ask our main mentor, our main success mentor here, Jerry, do you have any last words for our success friends?
Yeah. Slow down. It's scary out there.
Bye.
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off.